Radhara Sudaniti. This is verse 97. We covered verse 95, 96, 97. And these verses are still describing the glories of Radhika's Naam. Technically it says Radha Naam Mahima, the wonderful glories of the name of Radha. So Saraswati Pad, he's telling here, Devanam Mata Bhakta Mukta Suridam Adyanta Duram Chayat Premananda Rasam Maha Sukakaram Chocharitam Premata Premna Karanyate Japat Yata Muda Gayat Yata Lishvayam Japat Yashu Muko Haristad Amritam Radeti Me Jivanam. He's saying Me Jivanam Amritam, Amritam Radeti Me Jivanam, Amritam Radeti Me Jivanam. That japa, when Krishna does japa of this name, then it is like his life and soul. A translation. The nectarian name of Radha that is rarely attained even by the demigods, the regular devotees. Interesting, regular devotees. I wonder what you're using for. That's just bhakta. It says bhakta. Translating bhakta as regular devotees. In other words, the devanam, the bhakta, and the mukta. So the muktas are liberated souls, or the regular bhaktas, or the devas. This name they can rarely attain. Even by the demigods, the regular devotees, the liberated souls, and Krishna's friends. There's also Suridam. That is listened to and lovingly repeated even by Lord Hari, is loudly sung by Hari to her girlfriends, and described by him with tear-filled eyes. That is the very form of Prem Ras and Ananda. That holy name is my very life. So in this case, this is the autobiography of Tungavidyasakhi, or Prabhananda Saraswati. He's telling that this, he's saying this is Me Jivanam. He says, this is my life. This is my Prem, my Ras, my Ananda. And he's telling how much Krishna is involved with this name. Krishna is so much involved with Radharani's name. He's always listening to it. He's always lovingly repeating it. And he's always hearing it from Radharani's girlfriends. And he describes it when Krishna describes Radharani's name. He describes Radharani's name. His eyes are full of tears. That's quite good japa, the holy name. So here, the point is being made that it's not so easy to attain the nectar of chanting Radharani's holy name. Demigods can't attain it. Regular devotees, no one can attain it. They can't taste the nectar. So that point is made here because it mentions about friends. So this commentary is telling, there's nothing more delicious, because the word nectar is there, amrit, in the verse. There's nothing more delicious in this world than nectar. And sometimes we have in a Sunday feast, we have some type of nectar drinks. We call them nectar drinks. And I remember there was one in so-called nectar, whatever. I don't really know that classifies as amrit. But certainly they were delicious drinks by our standard of deliciousness, a frame of reference. And the Sunday feast, they would make a drink with orange juice and buttermilk. This was a kind of a concoction of Jayananda. But it was called, orange juice, buttermilk, nectar. It was just called nectar, the Sunday feast nectar drink. I think it was buttermilk. Is that right? You ever had?
Or was the lemon with the whey?
I don't know what it was. But I believe it was, we bought this some kind of karmi buttermilk that you can buy in the market. And they bought this frozen orange juice. And then they would blend them in this, and blend it all up. And it would mix. And what did I say? Buttermilk. Or maybe milk. I'm not sure. Milk or buttermilk. Milk and orange juice, or buttermilk and orange juice. I think it was buttermilk, because buttermilk's already curdled.
Yeah.
It's already curdled. Has anyone ever had it? That was all across America. That was a standard Sunday feast nectar drink. And then some other maybe spices were put in it too. And it would homogenize. It would mix together. And it would taste really good. I don't know the percentage. I don't know how much orange juice. I never made it. But it was really out of this world. People would drink cup after cup after cup after. Because it was sweet. They add a lot of sugar to it also, obviously. Lots of sugar. That's a big thing of this content. Well, it's lots of sugar. So everyone would get obviously intoxicated from the sugar content and the sourness of it all. But it was... So this is nectar. So this name, Sarasvatipada, is saying that even the demigods who enjoy the nectar of heaven, they can't experience the nectar of Radha's name because they're too much intoxicated with material enjoyment in their celestial abodes. And those muktavadis that desire liberation, they worship God from Shanta viewpoint, on reverence, like Dhruva, Prahlad, and Ambarish. They can't taste the sweet nectar of Radharani's name. Only those who worship Radha and Krishna in the sweet mood of Braj, they can appreciate the nectar. Now there's some... Narada Muni is receiving some instruction from Lord Shiva. Brahmadinam maharadyam durata sevate suraha tamradikam yo bhajate devarshe tam bhajemahi. O Devarshi Narad, I worship those who worship Sri Radhika, who is served from a distance by the demigods, and is most worshipable for Brahma and others. So Lord Shiva is worshipping Radhika. So much, this verse is just supporting the idea that how far the demigods, even Brahma, is far from Radharani. And then Saraswati is saying that, he's saying the regular devotees, he uses the term bhakta, devanam bhakta mukta. So the word bhakta here, when he's saying regular devotees, it means devotees in Shantaras. And he mentions them. And he mentioned this Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj. Of course, they're Dhruva Maharaj, he's mixed, Karma Mishra Bhakti. And Prahlad Maharaj is Gyan Mishra Bhakti, but he's considered to be Shuddha. Shuddha Bhakti, but he's a Jnani, Jnana Bhakta. And now he explains, and then he says, so that's the Bhaktas, that class of devotees. We're also endeavoring to become Bhaktas. Well, it doesn't exclude us. We're not excluded from tasting the nectar of Radharani's name. And then he says, Suridam. So this is a more curious statement. He said, even the friends of Krishna are excluded from the nectar of Radharani's name. And that's very strange. Because there's five types of sukkas, and one's called a Priyanarama sukka. And Priyanarama sukka is like Subal and Sridham. And they actually take part in Krishna's Madhurya Leela with Radharani in the Kunjas of Radhakund and other places. They're very much intimate with that. But it's saying here, now which Suridham does this refer to? Which friends? Krishna's coward boyfriends like Mandali Bhadra, Subhadra and Vijay are far removed from the nectar of Radha's holy name. So the word Suridam means friends here. When he's saying the friends are removed, it doesn't mean all the friends. Only the friends who are like Priyasakas or they're not the Priyanarmas. Only Krishna's most intimate friends, which are known as Priyanarmasakas, like Subal and Madamangal and Sridam, are slightly aware of Radhika's glories. So this is how much rare the whole name of Radharani, the nectar of Radharani's name is. There's another translation of this verse, because this translation is by Advaita Das, and Dasara Sutta, he also compiled, he translated the verses from this Radharas Sudaniti, and some of his translations are quite interesting, very nice. So in this verse, he says, this 97th verse, the rarely achieved nectar of Sri Radha Nam. That which remains very, very far away from the demigods, from his own devotees, from the liberated, and from his closest associates. that which is the liquid rasa of Premananda and gives the maximum divine pleasure when chanted with tender, loving affection. TLA, I guess. Tender, loving affection. That which is heard by Lord Hari with great fondness and chanted privately by him and sung by him amongst the gopis in great happiness. So here, a slightly different viewpoint of the translation. You know, sung by him to her girlfriends. It's the same. So Krishna, sometimes he meets with the other gopis in separation from Radharani, and he starts singing the glories of Radharani. And what does he sing? Hamaradanha Radha, Shiradha, Shiradha. Hamaradanha Radha, Shiradha, Shiradha. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Premadana Radha, Shiradha, Shiradha. Premadana, Hamaradana. My wealth, Hamaradana, my wealth is Radha. And sometimes Krishna can be found stuttering and babbling this name of Radha, his face dripping wet with tears. He can be found stuttering and babbling this name with his face dripping wet with tears. That ambrosial elixir, Radha, is my life and soul. So this is his translation. It's quite poetic. He's quite a master with English language, Dasara Sutta Prabhu. And he's saying that this is the elixir, the jivanam, the life of the life, the amrit jivanam. This is Saraswati Pad's conclusion. His holy name is so sweet. And one other point, he's saying there's a nice lila here about how Krishna, only offenseless chanting can grant Krishna prema. And there's lila is being revealed here about Krishna chanting Radharani's name. And as we were hearing, one devotee was asking that she's chanting and chanting, but no results are coming, or sometimes withheld by Krishna's plan. There's also, Krishna faces the same problem. Krishna is also doing his japa. He's also chanting nam jap and desirous of some profound results. In his case, he wants to have sakshat darshan of his Ishtadevi Radharani. He wants to have Radha Milan, to meet with Radharani. So one day, Krishna was sitting in a kunj waiting for Radharani to arrive. Radharani comes there and she wants to witness and test the depth of Krishna's love for her. So instead of entering the kunj, she goes to another nearby arbor and hides herself there. Arbor means like kunj or bower. Then some of the sakis go inside the kunj and say, "Oh, Shyam, Haribo." And then Shyam says, "Oh, where is Swamini? Where is Radharani?" And so then they, to play with him, then they say, Krishna says, "Where is Priyaji?" "Oh, Shyam Sundar, her superiors have forbidden her to leave the house today." They really play with him like a doll, the Manjris. And then he says, "Oh, really? But how is it that I smell the sweet fragrance of Radhika's body lingering on your person? Tell me the truth. She must be hiding in some nearby grove just to make fun of me." "Oh, Shyam, we're always associating with Radhika, so naturally our clothes are carrying Radhika's fragrance." "We'll tell you the truth. Today she really couldn't come along with us." Hearing this, Krishna becomes very upset. "How can I meet her?" "Listen," the sakis say, "stay here for some time, and you just fix your mind on her honey sweet names and start chanting. And I'm sure that if you chant nicely, Radharani will be attracted to your chanting and she will personally come here. So on the advice of the Sakis, Shyam began his Radha Jap. He was chanting for a long time, but nothing was happening. There was no results coming. So he went to one class on art of chanting. And he asked the teacher, "Oh, why are no results coming?" So the Sakis, after some time, they came in the kunj. "Oh, Shyam, what are you doing?" He said, "Listen, I followed your advice. I've been chanting for a long time now. I've been trying to avoid the 10 offenses and chant sincerely with full attention. But still, your Sakhi hasn't come." "Oh," Sakhi is saying, "actually, along with your chanting, you should also do some hearing. Now listen, we will chant the holy name of Radha, and you listen. Premna akarna yet ayate. You hear the premnam." So then the Sakis started chanting Radha's name. And Shyam was listening with great attention and great love. Radhe, 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 radhe. So, Sakis, I've listened now to you chanting the holy name of Radha, but still, I don't see Radha here. Then one Sakhi jokingly replies, "Look, Shyam Sundar, I think that you're committing offenses to the holy name. That's why you don't get any result. Have you perchance gone to Chandravali's grove today?" Just in the kunj next door, Radharani is listening to all her friends' jokes. And she starts laughing very softly. Now the Sakis give further advice. "Now listen, Krishna, your japa wasn't very successful. Maybe you should do kirtan. Because you're spacing out when you're chanting japa. So if you do kirtan, then you can get more absorbed. And maybe you can chant, when you do kirtan, you can chant offenselessly. So you should clap your hands and chant the holy name out loud. That will get rid of all your offenses. Then Sri Nam Prabhu will be pleased with you." So then in great loving ecstasy, Nagaraj, with tear-filled eyes, joins the Sakis in an ecstatic Radha Nam Sankirtan. Seeing the ecstasy, Srimati Radharani can no longer hide next door. So she enters the kunj and blesses Nagar with her audience. "This holy name of Sri Radha is Mora Jivanam, my life and soul," says Saraswati Pad. Radhe, Radhe. We hear everywhere, every day, all the time, Radhe, Radhe. But are we actually hearing? You can only hear with the ears of the heart, not the ears of the head. This is the problem. The ears of our heart are clogged up, blocked up. So this is explaining that only offenseless chanting of Radha's Nam will give all this prem and ras and anand that makes up the very life of Saraswati Pad. There was one Leela that I just wrote the summary here. How much power there is in Radha's name. That one time Krishna was waiting on the banks of the Yamuna near Keshigat for Radhika to come and meet him. In the afternoon, they had some plan to meet over there. Because they can meet, they generally come to Radhakund, but they can go wherever they want according to their desire. So there, Krishna's waiting there, and then he's feeling great separation, great unhappiness and separation from Radhika. And Mata Mangala is there with him. So he's thinking, how can I pacify my friend? So then he takes one leaf. There's one kadamba tree there. So he takes that kadamba tree, and then he got some kind of colored liquid somewhere, from some tree or some sap from some tree, and he writes on that leaf of that kadamba leaf, Radha, and he folds it in half. He says, "Listen, I want to give you something. You take this and you see what it does." So he opens the leaf and it says Radha. And then Krishna says, "Oh, this gift you have given me, this has really made me happy. This is problem. I was missing this." Because he was just sitting there feeling very unhappy and very disturbed. But as soon as Mata Mangala gave him this leaf with the two syllables Radha on it, then Krishna, just to see the two syllables, he became pacified. That's why, because in the syllables of the holy name, even in the mantra or the varna of the syllables, Radharani is also present there. That's why the devotees in Gaudiya Sampradaya, they generally have in their bhajan kutir the holy name printed out on the wall in Bengali or Hindi. And there's of course a whole discussion of that. We may, I suppose, get to that. That's in the front of the book. Like they have this on the wall. Hare Krishna mantra. If they don't read Hindi, then they have it like this. This is like a cutout. You can cut this out of the book and put it on the wall. It should be perforated, but it's not. A perforated base. And then they put that on the wall, and then they sit there at eye level. It's a little bit above their heads, actually, because the holy name is Radhan Krishna, so they want to have the printed name above their head. And they look at the name, and as soon as they see the name, as they chant, see the name written, they can see Radha and Krishna in the name itself. That's their experience on a pure level of chanting. So when Krishna is chanting the name of Radha, or he receives this leaf with the syllables Radha, he becomes very pacified and happy because Radha is there in the syllables. Nam Rup Guna Lila. Because Radha, Radharani's expansion is Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi is actually Radharani. Because Bhakti Devi is Ladini Shakti, and Ladini Shakti is Radharani. And then Bhakti Devi is Sandini Shakti, and Sandini Shakti is Ananga Manjari. So Bhakti Devi is Ananga Manjari and Radharani combined. Because Ananga Manjari is a female aspect of Balaram, and Balaram is Sandini Shakti. So Bhakti Devi is all female. There's no Balaram there. But Sanvit is there. Sanvit potency. I meant to say Sanvit. Sanvit, which is knowledge potency. Which I guess you can see, I've made a mistake actually. Sandini is Balaram. So Sanvit is Krishna. So Krishna is there, but he's there in a female aspect because it's a Devi. Bhakti is female. So generally they say, Acharyas say that Bhakti Devi is an expansion of Radharani. And how they explain it is like this. That each aspect of Godhead, Balaram or Radharani or Krishna, they have all three potencies within them. Radharani has Sandini Shakti, and she has Samvit Shakti and Ladini Shakti. And so does Balaram, and so does Krishna. But one is predominating in one of the energies, although they have all three. Radharani predominates over Ladini Shakti, Balaram predominates over Sandini Shakti, and Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, predominates over Samvit Shakti. When they express this Bhakti Devi as an expansion of Radharani, so in that, she is expanding herself, her own Samvit, which is Krishna's full knowledge, and her own Ladini Shakti. So if one chants the name of Radhe, 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 and Radharani is very pleased, then she will manifest Bhakti Devi there. Bhakti Devi will come in a very resplendent and full manifestation. And when Bhakti Devi comes there, then you automatically appreciate all the bhaktas. And there's no chance for Vaishnava Parad. This is part of the science of why chanting Radharani's name removes the Vaishnava Parad. Because when Bhakti fully manifests within one, it's not possible to offend a Vaishnava. Because the Vaishnavas are amshas of Radha and Krishna. But when there's the absence of Bhakti, then all these things come. Anyway, that's kind of a jumping the gun, so to speak. So this concludes our class. If there's any questions. Bhavananda Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Radharasini ki jai.